Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The Daily 5-Question Trivia Game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
There you go. Okay. Sean from Folsom. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Sean, what do you do?
I'm actually a stay-at-home dad right now.
Congratulations. Oh,
very nice. Hardest job in the world.
Well, unless your kids go to school.
Or maybe if you're like a police officer.
How old are your kids?
My kid is 12.
Not a hard job.
But alone, it can be very lonely, Gavin. I've said this to you a million times.
Well, Sean, find a chat room.
Okay.
Sean goes, a little bit.
All right, Sean, will you kick Katie out of the studio for us, please?
Bye, Katie.
Bye.
Sean, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. $140 is the jackpot.
Right.
But if you tie, Katie wins. And just for playing today, we have a pair of tickets to see Halsey at the Golden One Center on June 7th. These tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at LiveNation.com. We're going to hook you up with these, win or lose, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Gavin, are you ready?
Yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Question one. 18-year-old Billie Eilish has been asked to write and record a theme song to the upcoming James Bond movie starring Daniel Craig in what will likely be his last Bond movie. Which of the following artists has not written a song for a James Bond movie? Adele, Garbage, or Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston.
Question two. Legendary director Spike Lee has been named the first African-American head of the Cannes Film Festival jury in 2020. He directed classics like Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, and Black Klansman. Cannes is a resort town located in the Liguria Sea in what country?
3 seconds. Three, two,
Barbados. One.
Question three. Happy birthday to actor Lin-Manuel Miranda. Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's 40 today. He's best known for creating what highly successful Broadway play?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sure. Actor Lin-Manuel Miranda is 40 today. He's best known for creating what successful Broadway play?
3 seconds. Three. Two.
Miranda.
One.
Okay. Oh, Hamilton.
Question four. Famed author Stephen King is getting backlash on Twitter about comments he made on diversity amongst the nominees for this year's Academy Awards. He said, quote, "I would never consider diversity in a matter of arts, only quality." Stephen King was born in Maine. What is the capital of Maine?
The capital of Maine, you said?
Yep.
3 seconds.
Augusta.
And question five, trouble for Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan. She was busted for DUI last week in Long Island after she crashed her brand new Mercedes-Benz into the rear end of another car and could face 6 months in jail. Let's say, hypothetically, she serves 4.5 years in jail instead. How many months is that?
54.
Katie, come on in.
Come on down. She's still coughing.
I know. She's never going to stop.
You're never going to stop.
I do hope that I stop because it's been very unpleasant.
Speaking on behalf of this show, yes.
Am I putting you out? I guess sort of.
Sort of. All right, listen, we're doing it live on our Instagram Live right now. If you want to follow us at End1065. Katie, you're going for your 350th win today.
Okay.
Question one, 18-year-old Billie Eilish has been asked to write and record a theme song to the upcoming James Bond movie starring Daniel Craig in what will likely be his last Bond movie.
Sure.
Which of the following artists has not written a song for a James Bond movie? Adele, Garbage, or Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston?
Correct.
Okay. What was the Garbage one?
I don't know. I'm not a James Bond guy.
Okay. Yeah, me either. Question two. Legendary actor Spike Lee has been named the first African-American head of the Cannes Film Festival jury in 2020. He directed classics like Do the Right Thing, Malcolm X, and Black Klansman. Cannes is a resort town located on the Liguria Sea in what country?
Gavin, is he saying, is he talking about Cannes?
Yeah.
France.
Correct.
S is silent. Film.
She's coming at you.
Oh, question three. Happy birthday to actor Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's 40 today. He is best known for creating what highly successful Broadway play?
Hamilton.
Correct.
God, he looks good for 40, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Question four. Famed author Stephen King is getting backlash on Twitter about comments he made on diversity amongst the nominees for this year's Academy Awards. He said, quote, I would never consider diversity in a matter of the arts, only quality. Stephen King was born in Maine. What is the capital of Maine?
Augusta.
Correct.
Boom.
Question five. Trouble for Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan. She was busted for DUI last week in Long Island after she crashed her brand new Mercedes-Benz into the rear end of another car and could face 6 months in jail. Let's say, hypothetically, she serves 4.5 years in jail instead. How many months is that?
Oh, wow. Okay. How many months? Okay. 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 How many months?
Mm-hmm.
8, 4, 9, 50, 51,
52, 53. 54
months.
She got it. Today's final score. Sean, 4. Katie, 5. She got all 5
Yay!
Right. She did it. Oh, my God. She did it. Now we're just finding things to throw at Katie's face.
Stop!
Yes.
There we go!
Woo! Gavin, why are you putting a life vest on me? Stop dancing on me!
Like a sexy sailor!
Yeah!
I don't know why we have a life vest in here.
Because the guys at Sat Gear were trolling me at Christmas and gave me a life jacket and an oar that says with the Sat Gear logo on it for my boat.
Because there's more of a chance of this studio going in the water than your boat. Congratulations.
Yeah, sure. Great job.
I'm glad we're back to celebrating again. Because frankly, I didn't like Katie. She should be celebrated when she goes 5 for 5.
100%.
Yeah.
And Wake Up Call listeners spoke. They said they want the celebration.
Is that what they said?
Yep.
More confetti in the
Who
studio.
Who said that? I want to know. Text in.
Marcy and
I want people
Jody.
To text in. Uh-huh. Do you find the celebration obnoxious and they need to tone it down, or should we keep it going?
No one would say that. Now listen, you can watch the behind the scenes of this on our Instagram if you want to see the celebration and the buoyancy of the life jacket that Gavin put on.
Somebody texts in, now that's how you celebrate 5 wins for Katie.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
All right, $20 to the jackpot, $160 for tomorrow. Her record now, 350 wins and 62 losses. Sean, so close. But go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am not smarter than Katie.
Nope.
Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.